Good morning, my friends. My name's Father Ron Hoy. This is Breaking Open the Word this third Sunday of Easter. And before we get into our gospel today, I want to give you kind of a quick overview that kind of sets the stage for the gospel and what we've been through these last few weeks together. So, 2 weeks ago, Jesus was crucified at Golgotha, buried in the tomb, along with the promise and the hope that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. But not for some. The women closest to Jesus came back to the tomb 3 days later, and in their sorrow, but to their amazement, the tomb was empty. And they knew at that moment, it is true that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He has risen. And they went and they told his disciples. Well, as you know, the disciples took the news with a little incredulity and were a little doubtful, like, what? So Peter himself went to the tomb and saw the stone removed, peered inside, and the scripture says that he too was amazed at what he saw and was filled with hope and joy. That's the same amazement and joy and hope the women experienced as well. So that was 2 weeks ago. That was Easter. Last week, as two of the disciples were talking about all of the stuff that had happened while walking on the road towards Emmaus, Jesus appears to them in his glory. Of course, they were frightened and they didn't believe. They thought they were seeing a ghost. I mean, as would we, I think. I mean, we just saw what happened with Jesus on the cross. There's news about him rising, but... And they thought they were seeing a ghost. But then later on, walking on the road to Emmaus, Jesus is with them. They welcome him to their home. They sit at the table having dinner. And in the course of breaking bread again, their eyes were opened, scripture says, and they believed. And like the women at the tomb, like Peter later on at the tomb, the two disciples having dinner with Jesus with opened eyes were also filled with amazement and an overwhelming sense of joy. How could they not? Right? Oh my gosh. So that brings us now to this week and our gospel. So it's a continuation from the last week. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus having dinner, their eyes opened, they're filled with amazement. Now, about a week later, these two disciples were now in Jerusalem. They hooked up with the other disciples. And so this is our gospel. While they were still speaking about everything that had happened to the other disciples, Jesus again stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were all startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And so Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? Look at my hands and my feet. It is me. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see that I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous, joy and amazement filled them. And Jesus asked, "Have you anything here to eat?" And so they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. That's this Sunday. So all of the disciples are together, including the two that were on the road a week ago. Jesus appears, and their reaction, it says they were all frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. Now that part I get. But here's the thing. Included in that group who thought they were seeing a ghost were the same two disciples just a week ago whose eyes were opened and recognized the Lord in their midst. The same Jesus, looking the same way, appearing in the same radiance and beauty, and they thought they were seeing a ghost again? Really? So, of course, as we know, Jesus shows them his hands and his side. He has a meal with them again. And when all of this started happening, their eyes, all of them, were opened and they recognized who it was in their midst, their brother, their Lord, the risen Lord. And what was their reaction? It was the same as the women at the tomb 2 weeks ago, the same as Peter, the same as the two on the road. They were filled with amazement, as any of us would be. Amazement. It is a word that is repeated over and over and over again in sacred scripture around this time. They're continually being amazed at recognizing Jesus in their midst. But you know what's curious? They're filled with amazement at recognizing Jesus in their presence, but they also keep forgetting it is Jesus. Can you imagine? I think we'd like to think that that would never happen to us, right? That if Jesus appeared before us, that we too would be amazed and then continue to be amazed. We would need no prompting. A week later, we would still be amazed, we think. All our doubt would go away, for we have seen the Lord. And 2 weeks later, if that same Lord appeared to us, we would immediately fall on our knees and recognize the presence of the divine standing before us. That's what I think we would like to believe. And all of that made me think, which is rare, but it made me think, when is the last time that you were amazed by God? At his presence before you? Right? When's the last time you were overwhelmed by God's love and his manifestations of glory and beauty just outside your doors, or maybe inside them? You know, we're more amazed and overwhelmed by a lunar eclipse than we are at what happens every time we gather in his name at Holy Mass. I mean, you can't even look at the eclipse. Him at Mass, you get to look at and hold and take within. Have we lost our amazement of God? Like those disciples on the road, do we see him before us? Are your eyes open to his presence here and now? beside you, around you, within you? St. Vincent de Paul, our patron saint here at the God Minute, St. Vincent de Paul encountered the resurrected Lord every time he encountered the poor. It was not simply a beggar on the street who was hungry. For St. Vincent, it was Jesus himself appearing before him, asking for something to eat. St. Francis of Assisi encountered the presence and the voice and the movement of the resurrected Lord, his God and Savior, in the natural world around him, among other things. He saw beyond the sunsets and listened closer to the songs of birds to encounter something far greater that brought amazement and blessing. Saint Benedict encountered with amazement the very real presence of the resurrected Lord in the stranger when we welcome him or her into our home. Mother Seton in the abandoned child and the orphan. Father Ron Hoy in a slice of carrot cake from the Cheesecake Factory with extra whipped cream. Okay, that's an aside. But so much did all of these saints and holy men and women believe and feel the amazement of God in their midst, they gave their whole lives to it, to him. But friends, and this is where I'm kind of moving to the the runway. We also know from their journals, our saints, our Beatitudes, their journals and their writings, that as holy as they were and as much as they recognized God in all of these things, they too, at times, questioned their complacency and falling into routine dimmed that amazement they had. That they too, at times, like you and me, and like those disciples on the road and those in Jerusalem, sometimes couldn't see past what was before them. They couldn't see the resurrected Lord in the person. They thought it was a ghost. That maybe the amazing sunset is just that. A ball of energy and atoms doing its thing, nothing more. Or the guy on the street asking for food, maybe it's just a poor guy on the street asking for food, right? Or that singing cardinal perched on your window, perhaps it's just a twirping bird and not a messenger from God, assuring you someone you've lost is now singing songs of joy with the angels. Maybe. And that's where faith comes in. Maybe it was just a ghost on that road to Emmaus. But we know it wasn't now. Sometimes, even the greatest saints, like Thomas himself, needed at times something more to assure their faith and steady their belief, right? To recognize the presence of God before them. I mean, if only we could put our finger into his side or the wounds on his hands. Or like the disciples walking on the road, if we could actually sit down and have dinner with Jesus, well, yeah, then absolutely we would believe and live in amazement as they did. But see, here's the thing. We do have that. It is called Eucharist, where each of you have a place at the same table the disciples ate with Jesus that opened their eyes. We have that same table, and you can sit wherever you like, except at the head of it, of course, where Jesus himself is breaking the bread and pouring the wine. Let us believe. Let us hold firm in our faith, and let us pray for one another in that as we move into this new week of Easter joy. Okay, friends, I landed the plane. Okay, this is it. Thank you so much. Hey, and folks, you probably got an email as well last couple of days about our Pentecost initiative that's coming up, where we're all going to wear red on Pentecost Day and celebrate our love of God and invite people to share in our prayer at the God Minute. So be looking for the email. We'll be talking about it as this week moves forward. So thank you for joining me today, friends. God's blessing and peace upon you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go with God, fill the joy, spread the joy, and we'll see you tomorrow.